You're trespassing on private property. Exactly. Bully them. They want to bully you? Give it right back to them. Stand up for yourselves. Stand up to a bully.
Get out! 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 Get out!
Yeah, that's right. Get out! Bye, tyrants. You're not wanted here. Yes. Freedom wins. Humans win. Truth wins. Logic wins. And you're going to see more and more of this happening as business owners stand up, restaurant owners stand up, gym owners stand up. So the trend is just being set. The trend is just beginning. Now the pushback must commence. Global tyranny is afoot. The infrastructure has been built, the battle plan laid out, and it is now being executed. And the only path to victory begins with resistance. But first, we need understanding. We need acceptance of this reality so that we then can properly prepare for the resistance and the pushback. And it's beginning to happen right now. And in many ways, InfoWars has been the alpha, the genesis of the resistance, of this pushback. That's why we've been targeted for censorship off the internet, unlike anyone else that you've seen. But now that we're a year into this fake pandemic, and I get emails from people saying, don't call it fake, Owen. You're just turning people off. I got COVID. I know some people that have gotten COVID. I never said COVID was fake. The pandemic is fake. There is no pandemic. The death rate in the United States did not go up a single percentage, not even a fraction of a percentage. It was 1.8 in the year 2019. It was 1.8 in the year 2020. It'll be 1.8 in the year 2021. Unless we actually do all take the vaccines, then it probably will see an uptick to about 1.9, maybe 2%. And that'll be a nice little victory in Bill Gates and the global eugenicist cause. But really, they want those numbers to be about 98%. They want about a 1.8 survival rate. But that's just the beginning of the understanding. Then, once you have the understanding, the resistance, the pushback begins. So we are beginning to see this in mass. Not just with all the rallies against the masks, all the rallies against the shutdowns, increasing in Europe, increasing in the United States. New polls are suggesting that nobody's really afraid of COVID at all anymore, except for the complete lunatic fringe out there on the left that just buy anything they see on TV. Here's a story from InfoWars.com. Diners chant, get out at government COVID health enforcers. At a restaurant in British Columbia, Canada, you will see a group of diners chanting for the COVID health officials to get out. Yes, that's how it's done. Just like the pasture. You stand up. They want to get in your face. You get in their face. You tell them you're a free citizen of Earth. You're not going to live in fear. You're not going to live under global tyranny. Take your tyranny elsewhere. We don't want it here. And you tell them to get lost. They have no right. You do not consent. They are Nazis. They are tyrants. And so here is that video. Guys, let's crank up the audio on this real quick. Restaurant full of people. That angers them. They're here with their kids and their families. And they're saying, no, you must leave. You're trespassing on private property. Exactly. Bully them. They want to bully you? Give it right back to them. Stand up for yourselves. Stand up to a bully. Wins. Humans win. wins. Logic wins. And you're going to see more and more of this happening as business owners stand up, restaurant owners stand up, gym owners stand up. So the trend is just being set. The trend is just beginning. Now the pushback must commence. Here's a courageous lady, a stewardess with an airline carrier. One courageous airline stewardess resigns rather than enforce passenger mask mandates. Her name is Teresa Mullins. The story is at gatewaypundit.com. We salute Teresa. And here's what we're trying to avoid. The Well Health and Safety Seal. Now, you remember, we covered this last week, and it's always being pushed by Hollywood celebs, the Well Health and Safety Seal. It's all about forced vaccinations, forced masking, and Hollywood celebs telling you to do it. They never wear masks. They never take the vaccines. It's all a big act. It's all a big lie. These are controlled puppets of the New World Order in Hollywood. They don't want you to have a gun, but they have armed security. They have walls. So it now turns out, though, that the Well Health and Safety Seal that they're trying to put on every restaurant in the U.S. to force you to take a vaccine and wear a mask, well, it turns out that it's run by Chinese communists and has massive ties to the Chinese Communist Party. That story is at Infowars.com. Go figure. Here's another individual standing up. Story at Infowars.com. Police body cam footage shows man arrested at Disney World for refusing temperature check. And in the video, he's talking about how he spent $15,000 to be here and he gets arrested. He gets arrested at the Boathouse restaurant at Disney's Saratoga Springs Resort and Spa. Kenny Sills, 47, arrested because he refuses a temperature check. Of course, he had to get his temperature check to go to jail, didn't have a high temperature, and had $15,000 robbed from him because he wants to be a free citizen. So you know what? He knew the cost. He stood up. He did what's right. Everyone's going to have to do this, folks. Everyone's going to have to go into discomfort zone to fight against this tyranny. But let me tell you, the discomfort you're going to experience now is a lot less than it'll be in the future if you don't stand against it now. So this man spent a night or a day in jail. He lost $15,000 because he said, I refuse to be a slave. I am not consenting to your medical tyranny. He gets cuffed. He gets arrested. He loses his 15 grand. But see, Americans and people around the world are seeing the reality now that they've been lied to by the mainstream news. They've been lied to by their politicians. Texas COVID cases dropped to record lows after scrapping mask mandate. And all the data is in this story at nationalfile.com. Again, we got rid of the mask mandate. I don't wear the mask anywhere I go. Nobody says anything to me. Nobody's getting sick. No super spreader event. All lies by the media. They said for sure people in Texas are going to die. No, you lied again. You liars. You lied about COVID. You're lying about masks. You're lying about the vaccine. It's sick. You'll never stop lying, will you? And so because we're finally realizing that the media lied and our politicians lied and Fauci lied and Gates lied and you all lied, Americans are realizing this. People around the world are realizing this. And so a new poll is out from Gallup. Americans' fear of catching COVID-19 drops to record lows. Last time they sent the poll out, it was 49% worried about getting COVID. Now it's 35%. Soon it'll be 20%, then 15%, then 10%, then 5%, then 0%. Because we know you lied. Fauci lied. Gates lied. The media lied. The politicians lied. But don't worry. See, they got something special for you, though. Bill Gates has something special for you that they'll release that'll be much worse than whatever they released from the COVID lab. If they get away with it, folks.
I remember many years ago, the London Guardian and others reported that German elites, Chinese elites, British elites were getting clean vaccines that didn't have contaminants in them. Now, why is that so important? Vaccine technology is real. It works. Give somebody an attenuated flu virus, give somebody some other bacteria. It's killed, but the body learns how to defeat it. You still might have an autoimmune response. You still might get really sick. But if there's not a contaminant in it, You're not going to have an autoimmune response to other things, just like they grew vaccines for decades on peanut protein instead of fetal tissue. They thought that was better. It was, except your body then had an autoimmune response to peanuts, and thousands of people died. Hundreds of thousands got sick. Now that they don't grow vaccines on peanut anymore, peanut protein, that problem's gone away. And if I tried to go over all of the admitted bad reactions and tainted ingredients that have been in vaccines, we'd be here for 10 hours. Everybody's read about SV40, the live cancer virus that was in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and 80s polio vaccines, both injectable and oral, that even the government admits over 100 million people got cancer, millions died from that viral cancer. That's just one more example. So when we pull back from this and we see this giant push for everybody to be vaccinated, everybody submit to this, it's reasonable to be scared. It's reasonable to be concerned with the whole history of governmental secret experimentation with vaccines. So I wanted to play just a few of the clips here, some of which may be innocent, some of which we know aren't, to show you examples of government officials claiming they're taking the vaccines and they're not. Here's the first one. Texas hospital appears to give worker fake COVID-19 vaccine shot. Well, they don't appear to. There's no vaccine content. The plunger's all the way down. The syringe is empty. They put it in his arm and nothing is there. It's totally fake. Watch carefully what happens with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They put the syringe behind his arm and the man giving the shot holds the needle to make sure it doesn't accidentally prick the Prime Minister. This is important because we see this similar technique of giving the shot on TV behind the arm being carried out all over the world. In fact, here's the Queensland Premier taking a fake flu vaccination and sparking, quote, conspiracy theories. Because they later had to admit that the needle had the cover on it and they never gave her a shot. They simply put the needle behind her arm, just like with Netanyahu. With health leaders and governmental leaders caught so many times staging vaccinations, you can't blame the public for not trusting them. And then, of course, there's the Golden Globes and the Oscars and other big events where all these people come out dressed in medical outfits and obviously give the public fake shots with 3-inch needles through their jackets. And when the public questioned it and said it was fake, they said, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. When they say conspiracy theorist, they want you to switch off your thinking process. They don't want InfoWars on the air. They don't want you to have any speech. That's why it's so important if you stand against this evil to spread the links every day on your email, your text message, and by word of mouth at band.video, InfoWars.com, and NewsWars.com, and to fund the InfoWar getting great products while you still can with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Help keep us on the air at this critical time. I want to thank you for your support. Take action now and stock up at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.